The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. You need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning. At AM 970, The Answer.
Amazingly, we're coming up on 5 minutes after the hour of nine, and Frank Morano is not in the studio, probably because he's probably getting made fun of by Darren Yellen, our sales guy. Probably forgot he's trying to get coffee. No, guys, you don't have to get him. He knows when the show starts. He's apparently being lazy. Thought he had extra time, but obviously, since the traffic didn't feed over and we didn't hear from Debbie at the top of the hour, he doesn't realize that we really should be in the room and on the air. But listen, what are you going to do? Anyway, it's Al Gattulo here. Frank Morano will be joining us in just a moment or so here on AM 970. The Answer. Joe Piscopo still on vacation. He will be back on Monday. He performed last night in Culver City, California, doing his show and having a great time out there. And then he's shooting a pilot. I think we heard from Anthony Pope when he was here yesterday. He's shooting a pilot later this week. And then he will be back on Monday. Now, he is scheduled to be back Monday on the air. But I believe, and I could be wrong about this, but I believe he will be in Chicago, where there is gang violence that is going on left and right. And Joe has said that he'd like to be out there in solidarity. One of our friends of the show, Pastor Demos Salaberos, is out there. And I believe Joe is going to be broadcasting from our sister station out in Chicago on Monday. Frank, hi. How are you?
How you doing?
All right.
Yeah.
Who bent your ear?
Mike Gallagher. So when Mike stops, you know,
Mike will be on at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, no, he's got a great show. He's just giving me a preview. This is a show that you're not going to miss. So he and I were talking about how, I shouldn't say this on air, but I will.
I think you've already broken your rule of not making fun of people.
I'm not teasing anyone. I see. But so yesterday, our boss's boss, Phil Boyce.
Boss's boss, yes. The vice president of the spoken word.
He's like the third most powerful person in the whole country.
In the,
you know,
in the company.
No, in the whole country. He's like, it goes Trump, Pence, then Phil.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he called me from Hawaii, on vacation in Hawaii, about a listener complaint. Right? A listener emailed
Phil
him.
Phil called you from Hawaii.
Yes, about a listener.
6 hour time difference.
Yes.
Called you from Hawaii about a listener complaint.
A listener complaining about some things that she doesn't like that I've been doing on the radio. Not on this show necessarily, but on Sunday. And
she's probably right.
And so, yeah, probably. So, and Mike and I are just scratching our head that, one, people take the time to, you know, to email Phil over this. So,
right. Obviously, this was egregious enough that he called you.
Well, I don't think.
Well, what was it?
I don't want to get into it.
But, well, then why even bring it up?
Well, because I was explaining my delay. And I'm saying, if people want to email Phil today to tell him what a great job you think Al and I are doing, you should feel free to go ahead and do that. And email Jerry as well. That wouldn't be.
Now, Phil is out in Hawaii in advance of Mike Gallagher being out there for the big cruise, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So that's.
And that cruise is next week. But I'll tell you, I know Mike was saying, you know, he's excited to be with the listeners and stuff. It's a pretty cool cruise to go on.
Oh,
I mean, you're in Hawaii.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
You've been on a cruise before, right?
I have, not in Hawaii. I've been to a cruise down the Bahamas. Went to St. Martin, St. Thomas, and Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Was not impressed with Puerto Rico.
You were not. I've never been.
No, and I think here's the reason why. It has nothing to do with the reflection of the island, which, by the way, all but 24 people on the island of Puerto Rico have their power restored.
Oh,
finally, after 11 months.
To them.
But when we sailed from Miami, we got into Puerto Rico at night. And this was 28 years ago. So this was 1990. And Puerto Rico wasn't exactly a great place to be 28 years ago at night. We had taken a cab to one of the casinos, and the guy was running red lights. And we were going, why are you running red lights? And he goes, oh, no, no, nobody stops at red lights at night in Puerto Rico. And I did not. That didn't set me. That didn't make me feel good. And the other thing was the walk from the ship to get the cab was like this dark, seedy area. Like, we looked up, there was a mannequin in the window that looked like a person. It was very, very creepy. Now, St. Thomas and St. Martin, we both arrived there during the day, and it was beautiful. And I have to say, even though St. Thomas is an American protectorate, I was very much impressed with the island of St. Martin. Half of it is owned by the French, half owned by the Dutch. And
what did you prefer, the Dutch side or the French side?
I preferred the Dutch side because the Dutch side is where we ended up eating these burgers that were made right there on in a little shack on the beach, drinking dollar Heinekens on a nude beach in St. Martin, which is pretty good. And yes, I was nude.
Wow.
I was in much better shape back then.
I wasn't going to ask.
Question.
The listeners know. Now, for those of you that weren't picturing Al nude before,
well, picture being nude about 100 pounds lighter.
Yeah, you were in pretty good shape back then.
So
I was a charter member of the Al Gattulo fan club.
That's true, you were.
Our membership ID was you flexing.
Yes, that was at 16. Yeah. 17.
That's right. Yeah. All right, 877-970-2999. China is announced.
Before you get into the Chinese news, it is International Cat Day.
We talked
about it in the news earlier. I'm wondering if you're going to celebrate with your cats.
I'm hoping.
Well, not your cats. Your
my
companion's
stepcats.
Cats.
Yes, yeah. Right. By the way, speaking of cats, I'm not doing anything for it. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
I don't know, get them a treat.
Yeah,
yesterday was one of my cats' birthday. My wife got him a treat or whatever. He just looked at him like, great. Yeah, feed me.
But also a loving cat owner is my longtime companion in law, Sharon O'Brien, who sent me the following text message. I went to the gym this morning and watched a man work out in a button-down dress. Actually, Shannon Pecan, excuse me. She's a real nut, as you could tell. I went to the gym this morning and watched a man work out in a button-down dress shirt and slacks. Of course, I thought of you. So there you have it.
Joe do that once?
He did.
He worked out in a gym in his suit because he didn't have any workout clothes.
Yes, he did do that.
You got to get your workout in. I mean,
see, that is the opposite of what I would be doing.
That's the day you were spying on him, wasn't it?
No, it was a different day. That was the day he looked perturbed because there wasn't sufficient equipment in the way.
Yeah, probably the fact that
room.
You were in the corner hiding, watching him. That's a little disturbing, too.
But so China is announcing 25% tariffs on U.S. goods, including oil and cars. China saying it will slap 25% tariffs on $16 billion worth of U.S. goods. Those products include crude oil and cars. The action announced today is China's retaliation against the latest round of tariffs the U.S. will impose on Chinese products later this month. The Trump administration is now targeting a total of $50 billion in goods from China. Look, I mean, I said this yesterday with Anthony Pope. So much of what China imports from America is food. It's pork. It's soybeans. It is also some military aircraft. And if China wants to try to feed a billion people, see what happens when you raise the price of food significantly. When you raise the price of food 25%, that is not going to be a good situation for the people of China. And we're going to see how well the Chinese government handles food riots, because they've chosen to slap a 25% tariff on American goods. I am all for President Trump's tariff policy. I wish he would go further. I wish he would go for auto tariffs as well. I wish he wouldn't just stop at steel and aluminum and on Chinese goods. I am all for this. If China wants to continue, going with their one-upsmanship, good luck, China, because I can assure you the American consumer can withstand, a Chinese tariff a lot more than you can withstand an American tariff.
But this is all, in my opinion, this is all a way for the president to get these people to come to the negotiating table and negotiate a new contract, essentially, right? I mean, this is standard in business practices, right? I mean, this is what he's trying to do here.
Well, I mean, the thing is, he wants them to stop manipulating their currency. Number one, stop stealing American intellectual property. Number two, and stop flooding the international steel market with steel that's subsidized by the Chinese. So, I mean, if China wants to start playing fair on the world trade stage, then I think we'll be happy to entertain all sorts of trade measures. In my view, the tariff and trade policies of President Trump have been his finest moments thus far as president. And I was a little annoyed. I guess it was Monday. I was reading the New York Times. Maybe it was last Friday. The days kind of just blend in to one another when you're doing these crazy early hours. I read an op-ed in the New York Times by Steve Forbes, Stephen Moore, and Art Laffer. All three great guys, all Trump supporters. And they're talking all about how great free trade is, how free trade is always a win-win for trading partners. That's what they said. Now, to read the Times op-ed was beyond my comprehension, because if you listen to the people that worship at the altar of free trade, it's exactly like that. It's a political religion. They almost treat free trade like a cult. Now, until Trump, we've had a free trade policy for more or less the last 25 years. And it's only gotten worse. We started with NAFTA, then that wasn't enough. Then we went to CAFTA, then we went to WTO, then we went to GATT, then we gave China most favored nation status. And if you look at where it's gotten us over the last 25 years, essentially we've seen wages for U.S. workers frozen. We've seen $12 trillion in U.S. trade deficits. We saw 55,000 factories lost. We saw 6 million manufacturing jobs gone. And Trump is taking the country in a different direction. And then you have these free trade zealots in both parties talking about how great free trade is. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, what planet am I on? My goodness. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999 if you want to comment. John Gambling is going to be here. Karen DeSoto is going to be here. She's going to give us a preview of the Manafort trial. You're welcome to comment on anything we've been talking about. Today, the city council is going to be voting on the cap on ride-hail vehicles, Uber and Lyft. They're considering a cap for a year. A lot of people unhappy with it. A lot of people say this needs to even go further. We're talking about poppy seed bagels. Correction officer loses his job for failing a drug test. And a mom who was giving birth to a daughter in Maryland tested positive for opioids while she was giving labor. So the mom, named Elizabeth Eden, told an NBC affiliate in Baltimore she was coping with contractions as she delivered the baby on April 4th when a doctor alerted her opioids had been found in her blood. Recalling a high school lesson where she learned poppy seeds can cause a false positive on drug tests, she told the doctor there must be a mistake. Her breakfast must have triggered the results, but the doctor had already reported her to child services. She said, well, can you test me again? I ate a poppy seed bagel this morning for breakfast. And according to her, the doctor said, no, you've already been reported to the state.
All right. See, that's an instance where that's where you do another test. That's where you've made a mistake there. I mean, clearly.
Yeah.
The woman's pregnant, and if she's never taken drugs before, or never tested positive for a drug test, I mean, to report it to child services. Now, hopefully, she explains herself to child services and gets cleared very quickly. But this should have never happened. I understand the hospital is following protocol, but that's an instance where you have to have a little bit better judgment.
The same page on that one.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for the corrections officer guy because I'm sure that they're probably. I guarantee you. That corrections officers are told, you're going to have random drug tests. These are certain foods to avoid. Just don't eat them. I mean, this guy always had a craving for a poppy seed bagel. There's 30, 40, 50, 60 yeah. different bagels being made with different flavors.
My Uncle John texted me. He said we should ban the poppy seed bagel because
right.
they have no taste whatsoever anyway. What's the
exactly.
point?
Exactly.
You know,
and they get in your teeth and you look bad. You right. smile and somebody goes, hey, you got seeds in your teeth. You look like an idiot. Now, this is an interesting one, Frank. What do you think about this? Hempstead, it's today's International Cat Day, so it's in that vein.
Oh, my.
Hempstead's tax receiver.
Cats?
Yes,
my
listen to
goodness.
This. Hempstead's tax receiver is offering pet therapy to people who feel stressed out over having to pay up. For the next 3 days, Don Clavin says, you'll find dogs and cats to pet while dropping off a check for your property taxes. They're being brought in by the town of Hempstead's animal shelter and are adoptable. Clavin says you can reap a health dividend by taking home a furry family member, citing studies that show owning a pet helps lower your stress, anxiety, and heart rate. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I could see that. My longtime companion says she gets soothed by her cat. I'm more of a dog person, so I'm more soothed by
yeah,
dogs.
Yeah, but when you pet Watson, let's say you're taking
yeah.
care of Watson, don't you feel better when
yeah,
you're taking
absolutely,
care of Watson?
Absolutely.
Are you not burning the house down?
877-970-2999 if you want to talk trade or bagels. John Gambling coming up in just a couple of minutes. This tariff policy, very controversial, and I always tell everybody there's one surefire way to avoid any price increase through tariffs. You know what that is? Buy American. I'm certainly willing to pay a dollar more if it means reducing this trade deficit, if it means restoring 55,000 factories, or coming closer to bringing back some of the 6 million manufacturing jobs that we've lost over the last quarter century. The economy has done well over the last 25 years. We've seen growth in all sorts of sectors, but not every sector. The manufacturing sector has been particularly hurt. Take a couple of quick calls, and then we'll get to John Gambling. Let me say hello to Tom in the Bronx. Hello there, Tom.
Yes. Hi, Frank.
Hi, yeah.
I'd like to say this, that this woman with the turned in by the doctor with the opioids, in my opinion, we have a very paranoid society. And they're becoming more and more paranoid. So many angles.
Right. Well, not everybody's
paranoia.
Not everybody's paranoid, Tom. We see at the Administration for Children's Services that they have no problem giving jobs to convicted murderers. If you haven't seen that story, if you're just tuning in, front page of today's New York Post, he served 30 years for murder, but yet was still hired to care for our kids. Now he's accused of assaulting a six-year-old. The best thing about it is ACS can't tell us how many convicted felons are actually working at ACS. What is going on? The world has gone crazy. People are being fired for eating poppy seed bagels, and people serving 30 years for murder are being tasked with taking care of New York City's most vulnerable. I don't understand it. Let's take a break. When we return, the King of New York Morning Radio, John Gambling, returns to the airwaves, if only for a day. Debbie, how are the roads looking this morning?
I'll tell you. Looking forward to hearing John, that's for sure. Good morning to you, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening. First of all, with New Jersey Transit, 10 canceled trains this morning because of the positive train control. Let's see what else is going on as you take it over to the subways. If you're heading over to the subways, we're going to take a ride over to the subways. No major problems there. LIRR, 45-minute delays on the Ronkonkoma, Oyster Bay, and Port Jefferson branches because of earlier signal problems. Now, traffic is still moving a little bit slowly this morning as you head to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. Inbound Lincoln 15, Holland 25, GWB. Earlier problems cleared on the upper level, but 30 minutes into that upper level. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. 287 North, exit 10, accident on the shoulder. Brought to you by Compassion International. You can't change the whole world, but you can be part of the change in a world for a child living in poverty by becoming a Compassion International child sponsor. You can choose a child to sponsor now at compassion.com/radio. That's compassion.com/radio. Partly cloudy today, high of 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhay. I'm on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Medved.
The Michael Medved Show.
We believe that only American citizens should vote in American elections.
Absolutely.
Which is why the time has come for voter ID, like everything else.
Sometimes you do have to show ID. You certainly have to show all kinds of ID to get on an airplane. And voting is more important to your fellow citizens.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
Make Wall Street money without working on Wall Street. Cambridge Trading Academy has perfected an automated system that can help you make money while you sleep. Learn to trade step by step with their custom software. Whether you're a beginner or professional, you'll work with real traders in live classes. Take the emotion out of investing and make money in up or down markets. Sign up to watch free live trading sessions for 3 days. Go to CambridgeTradingAcademy.com or call 800-971-4160 and listen to the Cambridge Trading Academy show Saturday afternoons at 1 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne, cross Pegasus Bridge, see where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc, see the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
.924, you're listening to AM 970, The Answer. Frank Morano and Al Bitullo filling in for Joe Piscopo. You know, New York morning radio has gotten pretty mediocre on the whole. Obviously, I think our show is an exception to that, but there was a time when New York radio was the major leagues. It was the envy of every other city. And for 7 or 8 decades, it had to do with the name John Gambling. 3 generations of that name, John Gambling, were a staple in New York morning radio. And we're very, very pleased to welcome John Gambling back to the radio, if only for a morning. Hello there, John. Good morning.
Hello there, Frank, Al, Debbie. Thank you. Glad somebody remembers who I was.
How you doing, John?
Hey, Al, I'm doing very, very well. Couldn't be happier, couldn't be better. Family's great. Everything's good.
So, John, now last we spoke to you on air, you had one new grandchild, the newest John Gambling, baby Jack. You're now up to 2, as I understand it.
Well, we're up to 2 3/4.
Wow.
Yes, my son Bradley and wife Nina, who live in Boston, they had Grace almost 6 months ago. Grace Margaret Gambling, and the first girl to be born in some 59 years into the family.
Wow,
so,
that's one.
Yeah, we're excited. She's a sweetheart. Jack is 2 and a half now. He's down in Atlanta, Georgia, with husband Andrew and Megan. Megan is the mom, and she is due again coming up in another month.
John, one of my favorite things to do in Google is to type a search term but not click enter so I could see what people are searching. And if you type the words, is John Gambling, the first item that comes up is, where is John Gambling? The second item that comes up is, what is John Gambling doing now? Clearly, a lot of people are curious about that. Is it all golf, sailing, and vodka?
Pretty much. That kind of covers all the bases right there. Maybe an occasional boat ride. But, yeah, no, I'm not working. I'm not doing any kind of official sort of work. We live in Florida, as you know. We're kind of up here on Long Island at the moment, but we'll be headed back down to Florida in the middle of October, probably. And, that's about it. As I say, nobody remembers who I was.
Oh, please. Now, John, I want to ask you about some of the controversy involving the social media companies and Alex Jones and the related issues. But the fact that you are a Florida resident most of the year now, this lends itself to a discussion that we've been having all week and really for a few months and a few years now, which is the cost of living in New York and New Jersey has just become really prohibitive. If you're a retiree, you can't afford to live in New York. We're seeing more and more folks move to Florida, move to North Carolina. How much longer can this continue where as soon as you stop working, you have to leave the state?
You'd have to ask the governor that question, because and the legislature in Albany, also in Trenton, and Connecticut's as bad as the other two already mentioned. In fact, it could arguably be the case made that it's worse. But these people continue to raise the taxes, and therefore everything down the line from that decision on down gets more and more expensive. It is stunning to move to Florida and see the difference in the cost of living. Now, is it dramatic? No, but it's significant enough to be noticed and certainly appreciated, whether it's gasoline, whether it's food, whether it's housing. For example, it really is stunning. That's why people in droves are moving out of Illinois and going to Texas or the other states that we've already mentioned. I don't get what these guys in the legislatures are thinking or the Kool-Aid they're drinking, because Cuomo just wants to spend money. Malloy wants to do the same thing. It's insanity.
Now, John, you made your living your entire career, made a very good living in the free speech business, but it was a free speech business where any given day, as you found out once or twice, whoever was in charge could tell you, you know what, you don't get to be on the radio anymore. Now, in the world of Facebook, Twitter, social media, this free speech debate has been totally taken to a new level. There's a whole new dimension to it. This week, Apple, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, they've all banned Alex Jones. Now, Alex Jones is somebody that has said the Sandy Hook Elementary school massacre that killed 20 kids was a hoax. He's somebody that said Hillary Clinton personally murdered, chopped up, and raped countless children. He's someone that said the government staged 9/11. That being said, as wacky, as crazy as his views are, is this the kind of person that should be banned from social networking?
Absolutely not. I mean, we have the First Amendment. We can leave it right there. And what is going on here with this political correctness, this Me Too stuff that's going on is really, I think, one of the most dangerous things I've ever seen taking place. Because if those companies, the Apples and the Googles and the rest of them and the Facebooks, want to shut down Alex Jones, they can willy-nilly decide anybody else is something that they don't like, that their customers don't like to hear, and it's affecting their revenue stream, so we're going to cut it off. Guess who does exactly that and has been for years? The Chinese. They do it. That's their game. And if we continue to go down this road, I think that there's a possibility that this is going to spin out of control to the point where the genie can't be put back in the bottle. Now, Frank, you remember when I was still doing this, I said about 5 or 6 years ago, in talking about social media and its influence, both positive and negative, I predicted that the government was going to have to get involved somehow in regulation of the internet and the social spaces. With the uproar over the silly Russian thing is a perfect example. There's already talk in Washington and Congress about somehow reining in the social media and the internet. First and foremost, what they want to do, guess what? They want to tax it. They want to tax your use of the internet so that they get more money, so that they have more power. That's the first step. But right, the next step after that is shutting down free speech, because it is such a powerful instrument that if it gets into a place that negatively affects, seriously negatively affects the United States, somebody's going to have to bring the hammer down.
Wow. John Gambling joining us this morning on the radio. Folks are just tuning in. John, you've known Donald Trump a long time. You were at his second wedding, regular guest on every incarnation of your program. In fact, one of the first times I ever spoke with him was when I was filling in as a producer for you on another radio station. Now that you've seen him be president, now you were, as much as you know him and knew him, you were reluctant to get on board with his presidential candidacy. You raised some concerns about some of the things that he was proposing and the manner in which that he was proposing them. How do you think he's done after a year and a half, 2 years of doing this?
I think he's done a heck of a good job, a surprisingly good job, and I'm pleased about that. He is crazier than a loon, however, with his antics and his tweets and his this's and his that's. But having said that, you have to look at the accomplishments. I heard you just a little while ago talking about the trade, talking about the employment. I mean, we are at full employment at 3.99%. We haven't seen that in what? 15 years plus. And, you know, I think that his hard line with these guys, the Chinese, with the tariffs, Kim Jong-un with the nukes and the meetings and Putin, I mean, this guy is the real deal, and I couldn't be happier. And I think that when you see, despite what the media, the liberal media is going to tell you, it's the opposite. Americans are very supportive of the accomplishments, not necessarily the dance steps, but the accomplishments of this guy. Well, it's really surprising.
You are literally a professional conversationalist. Everybody makes a conversation from time to time. You're one of the few people that got to make a living doing so. One of the things that's been interesting in the Trump era, though, and I don't blame him exclusively for this necessarily, is that you can now no longer talk politics in polite company, because people that love Donald Trump, it seems so often they will not abide any criticism of him. People that didn't vote for Donald Trump, they don't just disagree with him. They hate Donald Trump and his supporters. Are you concerned with kind of the coarsening effect that our political discourse is in the state of America today?
I am absolutely troubled, completely troubled by it. Not only can you not talk politics, I've noticed that you can't talk almost anything. I have noticed in my world, the people I know and the people I run into, that conversation is more and more difficult because everybody's on tinder hooks. Everybody's on their tiptoes,
right,
afraid to say something that the other person is going to freak out on. And so, therefore, it limits everything else. I mean, basically, we are getting to the point where the only thing you can talk about is the weather, but even that will become controversial.
Yeah,
one guy's going to say it's not going to rain, and the other guy says it is going to rain.
Yeah, you know, speaking of this, John, I mean, you know, everyone always says the old cliche, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. I mean, today, it's days like today, you know, you're in New York now. I mean, it, clearly this humidity is oppressive. When you're down there in Florida, is that one of those places where they say it's a dry heat, or is it just as humid down there when
No.
it gets bad?
No, they don't know what dry heat is in Florida. No, that's why we try and get out of Florida in the summertime. I have never been there in August and September, but they say it's absolutely horrendous. My sister Sarah, she lives down in on the west coast of Florida, and she just tells me that it's just oppressive. No, the humidity is even worse, and it's constant. The humidity that we've had the last week or so, It's all summer long in Florida,
and it is pronounced tinnitus, not tinnitus, right? Just for the record.
That is correct. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I have trouble hearing you, but yes, that's what it is. My ears are ringing.
John Gambling, thank you very much, my friend. We miss you. It's good to talk to you again.
All right. Give my best to everybody. Take care.
Thank you. A little bit of breaking news we have here.
I was going to reveal that in the
breaking news alert.
We're seeing there have been arrests made in upstate Republican Congressman Chris Collins has been arrested and along with two others for alleged an insider trading plot. So Al Gattulo is going to bring you all the latest on that in his bottom of the hour newscast. And the other big trial that everyone's watching is day seven of the Manafort trial. We're going to get into it with Karen DeSoto next. She's a legal analyst for NBC News, former Jersey City Corporation Counsel, but one of the brightest legal minds anywhere in media. She's here. She's going to give us her take on how the Manafort trial is shaping up. That's next. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. I'm Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo, who's got the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
77 degrees at 937. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. As Frank just reported, the Southern District of New York announcing insider trading, making false statements to the FBI charges against Representative Chris Collins. He represents the 27th District in upstate New York. He's accused of sharing insider information from Innate Immunotherapeutics, whose board he was on with his son Cameron, who allegedly traded on those tips. Authorities are announcing a takedown of a large-scale counterfeit sneakers operation in New York City. NYPD and investigators with the Department of Homeland Security have arrested five people as a result. Allegedly, the scheme involved sending 42 containers of fake Nike Air Jordans from factories in China to Port Newark for distribution around the tri-state. After being stored at warehouses in Brooklyn and Queens, the knockoffs were sold for about $190 per pair. And three New Jersey schools are in the top 10 for sending students to elite colleges. The Polaris list ranks the Lawrenceville School number 4 in the nation, with Princeton High School coming in 7th and Bergen Academies in Hackensack in 8th place. The rankings are based on 2015-2017 admissions to Hartford, Princeton, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Thomas Jefferson High School in Alexandria, Virginia, tops the list, with Stuyvesant High School in the Bronx in second place. In sports, Miguel Andujar singled in a run in the 13th as the Yankees beat the White Sox by the final of 4-3. Mets fell behind 5-1 in the third inning, lost 6-1 to the Reds. Starter Jason Vargas gave up 3 in the first before a long rain delay ended his night after just 14 pitches. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duham's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening right now with New Jersey Transit. 10 canceled trains this morning because of positive train control. 45-minute delays on the LIRR on the Ronkonkoma, Oyster Bay, and Port Jefferson branches with ongoing signal problems. Heading over to the inbound GWB, still 20 minutes getting into town. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 15 in both directions. Holland, 25 in. Garden State Parkway, south of 147. They just cleaned up an accident over there, and traffic is still moving slowly as you head over to 36, getting down through Seabright with the down pole to deal with as well. 287 North, exit 10, Franklin Township, some earlier problems cleared. 287 eastbound, that's busy getting out toward exit 6 into White Plains. That new construction pattern to deal with there. And traffic is moving slowly on the Deegan South, right at the Cross Bronx with a disabled vehicle. Partly cloudy today, high of about 90 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions. Then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you or a family member's in an accident, think Bramnick. Available 7 days a week. Phone consultations are free and accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. If a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and take it to trial. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, then you need to call Bramnick at 1-877-423-4878. That's 1-877-423-4878 or at johnbramnick.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility or a tired spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating specifically baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. to teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income. David's now offering free no-obligation income strategy kit to the first 1,000 people to respond to this message. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234. For your free no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234. Investment advisor strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. For over 60 years, Rawlings Heart of the Hide gloves have been a staple in the game of baseball. Many of the game's top players, including perennial Rawlings Gold Glove Award winners Nolan Arenado, Manny Machado, and Yadier Molina, rely on Rawlings top quality leather every time they step on the diamond. Traditional Heart of the Hide leather can oftentimes be harder for a young athlete to break in, but now Rawlings is offering a new Heart of the Hide R2G series that is ready to go and sure to take the youth market by storm. With 25% more factory break-in, it's game-ready off the shelf, and players can be confident knowing they have the same quality leather as the stars they aspire to be. What more could you ask for? This is the glove the pros wish they had when they were younger, and it's great for players looking towards the next level. Check out Rawlings.com for the new Heart of the Hide R2G series of gloves, in addition to their entire glove line, bats, helmets, apparel, and more. Rawlings, the mark of a pro.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
9:43. This is the Piscopo in the Morning show. It seems like everywhere you turn, every possible story is a legal story. That's certainly the case when it comes to politics, and that's why we're very, very pleased to be joined by one of the finest legal analysts anywhere in America. She's a professor, former Jersey City Corporation counsel. She's a legal analyst with NBC News, one of my favorites, Karen DeSoto. Karen, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for having me.
So today's day seven of the Manafort trial.
Right.
Yesterday was quite a showdown in the courtroom between Manafort and his former right-hand man, Rick Gates. Got very personal. Manafort's lawyers got him to admit cheating on his wife and stealing millions of dollars.
Right.
What does this do ultimately to Gates' credibility as a witness?
Well, obviously, first of all, he has immunity, right? So that's number one. Obviously, the defense strategy is going to be their whole strategy is blaming him, right? This is Gates' fault. He's the one who was stealing. He's the one who has bad character. He's awful. This wasn't Manafort, it was Gates, right? So you're going to be spending most of your time trying to tear him apart. Now, here's the thing. This is a criminal trial, right? So the standard is beyond a reasonable doubt. So what does that mean? That means that the jury has to be firmly convinced that he's guilty of these charges, right? And the jury is going to get this nice reading before and after. The judge is going to tell them that they can set aside any witness they want and assess their credibility. Now, if they tear apart his character, if the jury thinks that he has not only bad quality, but also that he got immunity, and therefore, can we trust his testimony? Now, they're going to have to weigh it, and it depends on how they think he's coming across. But, you know, the jury has, you know, jurors are not, a lot of people like to think that jurors are not the brightest, that they can be led by the prosecution and by the defense. But, you know, sometimes things don't add up, and really, they are the ultimate, they're the ones weighing the evidence. They're the ones seeing the facial expressions.
Now, part of the problem, I think, for Manafort, and a part of the reason he might have been charged in the first place, is that this trial has become so political, and the charges about them have become political. Now, this is ultimately a Northern Virginia jury. A lot of people in the Beltway, probably not necessarily the biggest fan of Donald Trump. Now, do you think that that's going to bode poorly for Paul Manafort here?
You know, it's interesting because this judge has barred anything to do about Trump, which I think is very difficult to not have it in there. One of the things that surprised me was how quickly they picked a jury. Because this case is so high profile, I would have taken that upon myself to ask the judge to really be very liberal with me with asking the jurors questions about, you know, are you a Republican? Are you a Democrat? As you know, Frank, everything is so polarized. That kind of bias may bleed into it. But the judge didn't really want to hear about this. But the underlying question is but for Trump, he probably wouldn't be facing charges.
Well, so that's the other interesting thing, is that this is a prosecution that has been brought about by Robert Mueller and his team. Robert Mueller was appointed independent counsel tasked with investigating Russian collusion in the election and possible obstruction of justice. And yet here Manafort's on trial, not for anything related to any of those charges.
Right, right. Which is usually what happens with special prosecutors.
Well, is that why we need to look at maybe reforming or maybe even abolishing the special counsel law?
Well, we have what's called independent counsels as well. But issues like this about digging around and going after people as special counsel, you also have to understand that the taxpayers are paying a tremendous amount of money for a special prosecutor. Do you really need special prosecutors for ancillary cases not correlated to the main case?
Well, that's what I don't understand about this case. Like, clearly they were looking into Michael Cohen and, you know, remains to be seen where that's going to go. But they deferred that case to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District.
Correct.
Wouldn't the responsible thing for Mueller to have done here would be to refer it
defer
to the relevant
to somebody else. You could even refer it back to the AG's office and have one of those hundreds of attorneys handle the case.
But does that fit into the narrative that Donald Trump and others are trying to create, that this maybe is a witch hunt? It's a fishing expedition.
The judge even said in the beginning that he felt that there was a squeeze going on here, that the reason why there were so many charges, that, you know, is that correlated to the fact that you want him to, this is the way we do business, this is the way that we started operating as prosecutors with organized crime, right? Go after the little fish until you get information on the big fish, right? It's no different in politics or with a special counsel.
This judge, Curtis Ellis, seems to be quite a character.
Right.
He seems pretty combative with all the lawyers here.
Yeah.
Any tea leaves that we can read from that at all?
Well, he seems, he seemed pretty hesitant about these charges. And it was interesting because it's been reported that Rosenstein had the option, the deputy AG that mm-hmm. the Republicans now want to get rid of, that he himself had reviewed this case for charges and decided to pass on it. So if he, in fact, testifies, I think that that'll be really interesting information for the jury, that this case and the charges were brought up before, but nobody acted on it. So why now? Right. So, again, that goes to that beyond a reasonable doubt, are you firmly convinced? Now, of course, the other side to that is that you're seeing all of this extravagant spending by Manafort. You're seeing ostrich jackets.
Oh,
you're seeing real estate.
He should be thrown in jail just for wearing an ostrich jacket. I mean, that's poor taste, fashion taste, if ever there was any.
So, you know, it's with Mueller, obviously, if you're a prosecutor and you're a special prosecutor, you can't ignore evidence of a crime, right? But you can defer it. You can hand it off. So it's kind of an interesting as far as social norms with the jury. Obviously, jurors are not too bright about I don't want to say bright. Jurors are not very happy with government in general, but they're really not too sympathetic towards very wealthy people who have tens of millions of dollars. So it's kind of an interesting question of who it is here you're going to weigh and what credibility they're going to give to who.
Well, given what you just said about kind of the emotion of jurors, let me ask you about a story that just broke within the last couple of minutes. Upstate Congressman Chris Collins surrendered to the FBI just about an hour ago.
Right.
And he's been arrested on securities fraud related charges, insider trading charges, along with his son. A case is related to Innate Immunotherapeutics, which is an Australian biotech company in which the elder Mr. Collins serves on the board. When you're a politician and you go on trial, is it a little more difficult for you to get the presumption of innocence that everyone else gets? Because I feel like the public really wants to stick it to politicians.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. But jurors don't like politicians. They have this feeling that they got in that position to begin with, that they're not truthful, kind of like people would say about a used car salesman. People don't like politicians. They think that they do the double talk, that they tell them yes. They come and they knock on their doors during election time, and then they never hear from them. If they need something, they can't get through to them. So I don't think that that's high up on the credibility scale. But then again, the other problem is if it's the government who's prosecuting them, they don't have a very good opinion of the government right now. In fact, even before research shows us that even before President Trump and all of this polarization about him, that polls have been taking on the credibility of government and the press every year. And they were the lowest, one of the lowest ever in history in 2016, even before the election. So what does that say? That says that one of the tenets of our democracy, which is trusting the government, is really kind of deteriorating.
Well, and finally, Karen, right around the corner from us, we're seeing the retrial of former correction officers, Benevolent Association President Norman Seabrook. Last trial ended in a hung jury. If you're Seabrook's lawyer, he's alleged to have taken bribes to go invest the union money in a particular hedge fund. If you're Seabrook's lawyer, do you have a better chance now with a second trial, or is it skewed towards
you
the prosecution?
You have a worse one because the prosecutor already did it, right? So this happens with all murder trials, right? The more the prosecution has done it, even if you do it once, you know where you went wrong, you know where your strengths or weaknesses are, you know what the jury is thinking, because sometimes afterwards you're allowed to talk to those jurors, you can poll them, you can ask them what pieces of evidence. Sometimes going into a trial, as an attorney, you think that one piece of evidence is a smoking gun, and it turns out that the jury didn't think anything of that, but this little obscure thing that you brought up really meant a lot to them. So now you have the benefit of knowing positives and negatives going into it. So much better for the prosecution.
It is interesting. Karen DeSoto, you can catch her on NBC News all the time, analyzing the Manafort trial and everything else. Debbie Duhaime, say hello to Karen.
Hey, Debbie.
Karen, how you doing, girl? How is everything?
Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours, too, as usual. Yes, very nice. And look forward to seeing you again at another party.
You bet.
How's the traffic, Debbie?
Let's see what's happening, Frank. We're going to take a spin here on the Deegan south of the Cross Bronx. A disabled vehicle to deal with. Traffic is moving slowly at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, heading right into town. It's still kind of busy for you at the inbound Lincoln. 20 minutes getting in. Holland 10 over at the GWB. That's down to 10 as well. 80 West, some construction getting out toward 61 in Elmwood Park. And 287 North, exit 10, Franklin Township. It looks like some earlier problems cleared. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you take a ride over to the Belt westbound, getting right out toward Lefferts Boulevard. New Jersey Transit, 10 canceled trains this morning with positive train control. And over with the LIRR, 45-minute delays on the Ronkonkoma, Oyster Bay, and Port Jeff branches with ongoing signal problems. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Trinity Christian School, Trivium Academy of New Jersey, Timothy Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. Go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Cancella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay.
So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Times of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with a high of 90. A couple of heavy thunderstorms will cross the area later this afternoon and early tonight. Any thunderstorm can produce damaging winds and cause flash flooding. Then partly cloudy, warm and muggy late tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, very warm, not as humid, with clouds and sun, high 87. Friday, partly sunny, quite warm, high 88. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
A couple of minutes before 10 o'clock and our final moments of the Piscopo in the Morning Show. This has been a lot of fun. Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo and Karen DeSoto. I want to thank John Gambling and everyone else who joined us on the program this morning. I'll be back tomorrow with Bernard Carrick. But in the meantime, a number of you complimented the pink shirt that I wore yesterday. If you want to go and see that pink shirt, you can find us on YouTube and on Facebook.
Oh,
even star real estate agent and broker Noel Salvati, who is the toast of Hoboken, and with a keen eye for fashion, she said that is one of the finest pink shirts she's seen ever anywhere.
And where can you buy it?
High bar.
Highbarshirt.com.
I want to thank you, Noel, for, for... Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Karen has a keen fashion sense as well. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with Bernard Carrick from 6 to 10. We'll break down everything that's happening, including the violence in Chicago, the chaos in Rikers Island, and everything else that you're seeing all over the news. We'll continue to see where we are with this Manafort trial as well, so you're not going to want to miss it. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. Mike Gallagher is next. He's going to be all over this indictment of Chris Collins, or this arrest of Chris Collins. But first, here's Al Gattulo with the news.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.